Chapter 49. Agamemnon makes a difficult decision. The Greeks ran in panic, the Trojans pursued. In the lead was Hector, like a great lion, killing any Greek that was too slow. The Greeks were soon forced behind the dirt wall they had built around their ships. As the Trojans reached the wall, the sun began to set. The Trojans cursed, if only they had more daylight. "Night is the only thing that saved them," said Hector. "Tomorrow, at dawn, they will die. Let us camp for the night." The Trojans set up camp beside the river. Fires were lit across the plain and in the city, hundreds of them like stars in the night sky. Sheep, cattle, and wine were brought from the city to the men, and they feasted and waited until dawn, and the destruction of their longtime enemies, these barbarian invaders. The Greeks looked on uneasily. Agamemnon shouted for his advisers and then disappeared alone into his tent to think. He had to find a way of saving his men. They huddled together outside, their morale broken. "My lord," Agamemnon looked up. It was Nestor, the wisest of his advisers. "Nestor, what can I do?" said the king, and his voice was filled with sorrow. "Zeus has deserted us. We will be ripped apart tomorrow." "There is only one thing we can do. I think you know what that is." Agamemnon frowned. "Achilles," he muttered. "He is our only hope," said Nestor. "I know it is difficult for you, but you must give him back Briseis and promise him gold and many horses. Then he will help us." Meanwhile, up on Mount Olympus, the gods and goddesses were talking excitedly about the war. Zeus had said Troy would fall, and yet he was siding with the Greeks. They were confused. Athena and Hera sat, white with anger, but Zeus remained silent.